Okay, it bore mention. She'd slept with the guy once, more out of politeness than anything else. This was up in Montreal the previous winter. They were working their way back from dinner with investors at a distinguished, much revered, but otherwise not very good brasserie near the port. The sidewalks were patchy and slick. There had been some sort of extreme weather event earlier in the day, but now the sky was a brilliant black. The seagulls sounded lost up there, plaintive and petulant, confused. Danielle's eyes were fixed on the cobblestones, however, which were difficult to negotiate in 4-inch heels. Over the course of the evening, her distaste for the ambience, the heavy food, the tedious conversation, and the more or less compulsory self-restraint that went along with being the only female at the table had translated into her eating and drinking not less than usual, but more, a lot more. Now, in her puffy hooded parka, she felt gassy and bloated, an unmoored dirigible drifting towards an invisible power line. She leaned against Theo's arm, which had been lightly but gallantly offered on their way out of the restaurant. 4 blocks later, she had yet to return it. Its impassive solidity was a comfort, its tensile, gym-built strength. Theo, no stranger to self-improvement, had applied himself industriously to the task of making his arm fit for this purpose, and it was. She wasn't blind to the picture the two of them presented, either. An attractive couple in good quality clothes, strolling arm in arm over the cobblestones after an expense account dinner. She never walked this way at home with Carl. They rarely even held hands. It would have felt off-key somehow, stagey, a little bogus. And yet, as a girl, she had often walked this way with her father. It had been perfectly natural back then to link arms with a grown male, a gray-faced gentleman in a long wool coat, to match his broad, restless strides, inhale his acrid animal musk. No one knew how to be an adult anymore, she thought. Or was it just her? She had failed to get the memo, the updated standards and practices. She'd skipped out on the meetings, misplaced the handbook, fallen asleep during the PowerPoint. Her own version, the life she'd improvised with Carl, seemed only a half-hearted parody, a fey little puppet show in which every line of dialogue was brutalized by air quotes, every gesture reduced to the reference to a gesture, the gesture towards a gesture. Ah, Theo said, here we are. As they pushed through the revolving doors, Theo began humming to himself, one of those tuneless and meandering compositions he liked to deploy in transitional interludes against the threat of sudden intimacy or silence. He was in an expansive mood. He had never been much of a drinker in the past, but since his separation, he appeared to be on something of a growth curve in that area. The trends were all looking favorable. He had enjoyed a few glasses of wine at dinner, enjoyed them very much indeed. Now his hair was askew, his cheeks rowdy with blood. His eyes, as he unwound his scarf, were viscous and bright, the pupils swimming tremulously in their sockets. With an air of casual expansiveness, he pressed the button for the elevator and stepped back to watch the numbers obligingly reverse themselves, as he'd known, of course, they would. Why shouldn't they? Their meetings had gone well. Money was flowing through the pipeline, arrows of net worth inching higher, market returns soaring, end-of-year bonuses all but inscribing themselves on their checks. Now here they were back on Rue Sherbrooke after a productive evening of hunter-gathering, sailing through the plush, overheated lobby of a 5-star hotel. Soft clouds of laughter rose from the club chairs. A tinkle of piano jazz wafted over from the bar. A merry murmur bubbled up from the water element as it fell and fell from the mezzanine. It all might have been so much incidental music on the soundtrack of some urbane French language film featuring urbane French language people who had enjoyed a few drinks with dinner too and were now mingling around, drowsy and sedate, enjoying one last round of cognacs before bed. It seemed, in short, to Danielle, if you discounted the tedium of the dinner itself, a pleasant enough way to end the evening. One of those unicorn rare occasions where the investment of effort and dry cleaning that went into business travel was earning back roughly commensurate rewards.